And here are just some of the reasons why we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
The daily public service announcement. Why we can't have nice things starts us summertime in New York City.
New York City!
Of course, with summertime underway, so many summer jobs and summer internships, and you want to make a good impression. Well, the renowned New York law firm, Sidley Austin, has had to let one of their summer associate interns go.
Dang it.
Yeah, they fired the summer intern for biting at least 10 people in the workplace.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, the biting was not described as, quote, aggressive, the firm employees say, but it got weird pretty quick, least of which when this unnamed, at least publicly, woman, summer intern, started roaring at people.
Oh.
And then accused of biting at least 10 people over a course of 2 weeks, including other summer interns, associate lawyers, and even a human resource rep at the firm. She has been let go. 10 people. What do you think the 9 people before think? You know, it's
for
like, really?
Out loud,
that was
right?
The.
Yeah.
It probably was the HR person that ultimately was the 10th. And that's. And you thought the Coldplay work situation was bad.
Dum, 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 dum.
That bites.
Remember when Penelope found that snake in the bedroom?
I'll never forget, and I can't sleep at night because of it.
Yeah, a woman in New Hampshire. She's kind of outdone you, KB.
Good.
With a 5-foot python that was waiting for her in the loo.
Okay.
Now, she did not have security cat on detail, so she promptly called the police. They then wrapped it up in a storage tote and found the owner, who's apparently very, very responsible to have a 5-foot python on the loose. Don't know how it got there, but said it was, really docile and very, very friendly.
Yeah, they need a Penelope at their disposal.
Meow, 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 meow.
Larry. Dum, dum, dum.
Let us go to Weatherford, Oklahoma.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's good it's not here. But this ain't going to fly in Oklahoma either. As a rancher at a restaurant recently discovered an 8-ounce, as they described it, glued meat product at a local steakhouse.
Ooh.
The so-called steak was being passed off as a real filet. The rancher shared the deceptive practices on their Instagram and warned others about this, as the steak was not a filet, but rather a tenderloin glued in a circular fashion. And then the rest of social media expressed their outrage as well. Yeah, that ain't going to fly. Certainly on this side of the Red River either.
Dum, 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 dum.
All hat, no cattle.
So you never know what you're going to wind up with on Facebook Marketplace. And for a couple in North Carolina, it was a free cat with a couch purchase.
Bonus.
I think you're in every story here today. They brought it home and were shocked when a new kitty popped out at 3 a.m. to go with their furniture.
Hmm.
And the folks that sold it to them swear, we've never had a feline.
That's
however,
weird.
But she was welcomed with open arms, is now named Maddie.
Couch cat.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect if a python ever shows up.
Meow, 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 meow.
Let us go to Denver. Here it's lovely this time of year. But a pastor and his wife from Denver have been arrested for running a cryptocurrency scam where they solicited $3.4 million from friends and parishioners. Yeah. Pastor from Denver, Eli Regalado, and his wife, Caitlin, have been accused of running this cryptocurrency scam where they $3.4 million to buy something called index coin, which is a crypto that has zero value. So the investors lost all their money. Instead, the Regalados used most of the money on personal stuff like home renovation, airline tickets, motel rooms, etc., etc. And when asked why they did it, well, the leaders of the church said that the Lord told them to do it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, eventually they'll get his say on it.
Dum, 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 dum.
There's a good time to party, a bad time to party, and the worst of all, 20,000 feet in the air. Muhammad Ridwan Ali did not get the memo. He hopped on a flight from Bangladesh to England after downing a half a bottle of rum.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of like a pirate. He got a bit rowdy in the friendly skies, Crew members then decided that they had to tie him to his seat until they could land and get the authorities involved. He now has to suck down a fine, a stint in rehab, and a 12-week suspended sentence.
Thank you, duct tape.
Dum, 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 dum.
Amen.
And then finally, let's go to the left coast. And the California Department of Transportation, their DPS out there, has launched an internal investigation into a retirement party for one of their DPS of California longstanding officers. This retirement party, though, took place during work hours and allegedly involved a lot of booze and the dancer people. By the way, there's no word on the exotic entertainer's name, which is always disappointing. That's always usually fun.
Yeah.
But 10,
come on, Cinnamon, let's
already go. 10 of the employees involved have been fired from the California Department of Transportation. Others have been suspended. So, gotta hand it to them. I mean, it was a retirement party. It's just everybody was.
Dum, 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 dum.